Welcome to another edition of the iPod Week in Review podcast, reviewing some of the top headlines on the Ophthalmology Times website. Thank you for joining us, and now the news. NYU Langone has received a $1.6 million grant from NIH to study Alzheimer's, Parkinson's progression. According to NYU Langone, the award recognizes the eye as a part of the brain and its role as a window into cognitive and visual health. The grant may be renewed an additional 2 years after the initial $1.6 million award, for a total of $4.8 million as part of the NIH Common Fund Venture Program's new Oculomics Initiative. Oculomics is a relatively recent term that described the integrative use of technology and ocular imaging to identify retinal biomarkers of systemic disease. NYU Langone noted in its news release the study will apply a novel eye imaging technology, visible light optical coherence tomography, to detect biomarkers of neurodegenerative disease, including Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease.
Aldeira Therapeutics has resubmitted a new drug application to the FDA for topical ocular reproxalap, an investigational new drug candidate in development for the treatment of dry eye disease. Aldeira previously received a complete response letter from the FDA at the end of 2023 for reproxalap. Previously, the company noted that while no safety or manufacturing issues with reproxalap were identified, the FDA stated in the letter that the NDA did not demonstrate efficacy in treating ocular symptoms associated with dry eyes, and that at least one additional adequate and well-controlled study to demonstrate a positive effect on the treatment of ocular symptoms of dry eye should be conducted. According to the company, the new NDA contains previously disclosed positive results from a recently completed dry eye disease symptom trial that was requested by the FDA following review of the previously submitted NDA. The application also includes a draft label reflecting acute activity in reducing dry eye symptoms in a dry eye chamber trial, chronic activity in reducing dry eye symptoms in a field trial, and acute activity in reducing ocular redness in two dry eye chamber trials.
A recent study showed that oral caffeine intake increased the inner electroretinal activity in young adults while viewing high to medium contrast stimuli. Because the inner retinal function is thought to affect the emmetropization process, the study authors suggested that caffeine may be involved in ocular growth. The investigators concluded their results imply that 300 mg of orally ingested caffeine increases the inner electroretinal activity when viewing stimuli of high, 95%, to medium contrast, 50%, in young adults, with these effects being independent of retinal eccentricity. Future research is needed to explore the clinical applications of caffeine and other adenosine receptor antagonists for modulating the inner retinal function.
Johnson & Johnson is expanding the launch of its presbyopia-correcting intraocular lens, Tecnis Odyssey, in the U.S. The Tecnis Odyssey IOL is a new full-vision range IOL, built on the Tecnis platform from Johnson & Johnson, which according to the company provides 2 times better contrast in low lighting than panoptics. Tecnis Odyssey IOLs feature a freeform diffractive surface designed to eliminate the gaps between near, intermediate, and far distances, which offers continuous, uninterrupted vision at all distances, according to the company.
A team of researchers in China has examined corneal epithelial ingrowth, a rare but significant complication following smile surgery. While this refractive procedure can offer several advantages, such as a smaller incision and no risk of flap-related complications, epithelial ingrowth can still occur, and due to the specific nature of the surgical technique, it can be challenging to manage. In the study, the researchers looked at the mechanisms behind the development of AI and explored effective treatment options. Thank you for listening to the latest iPod Week in Review podcast from Ophthalmology Times. For more details on these and other articles, visit our website on ophthalmologytimes.com. You also can watch This Week in Ophthalmology for the latest news headlines and interviews.